Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
With Hollywood doing what Hollywood does best, find ways to capitalize on what's going on in the world.
Yeah, there's a coronavirus movie in the pipeline, and it's happening in Canada. It's a Canadian thriller. It's called Corona. It's already finished and being shopped to streaming services.
Oh.
So,
you said they finished it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Corona isn't really about this pandemic itself, because it was just a so-called Chinese virus when the idea was conceived. The director said it was inspired by the stories he heard about Chinese tourists being attacked. They filmed it last month, but that was before the virus had exploded worldwide. So the thriller uses the coronavirus as a symbol to explore fear and racism among apartment tenants that get trapped in an elevator together at the first stages of the COVID-19 crisis.
Wow.
So.
It's funny, though. Not funny, but I've been thinking about, like, how are they going to put this corona, like, our COVID-19 into TV shows like Grey's Anatomy and, you know, things like that. Like, you know, it's going to come up in lots and lots of storylines.
Eventually. Yeah, but for now, they've shut down production on shows like Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
So. Everything shut down.
When they come back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There.
Yeah. And I would think, especially when you're living it, you'd probably have to be in a certain mood to want to watch that kind of thing. Like, is your appetite for consuming all that is coronavirus as strong as maybe it was a couple of weeks ago when things were a little more uncertain? Now it looks like our house arrest is going to last a little bit longer, and everyone seems to have recommendations for entertaining ourselves during the quarantine. But this isn't it's not a long weekend. I mean, it is literally indefinite at this point. So USA Today, they put together a modest list of 100 shows that'll keep you busy for weeks of social distancing, and they even broke it down into moods. So I'll give you some examples here. Let's say, Jen, you need something that is just unabashedly, positively joyful.
Okay.
Well, then you got to flip on the Carol Burnett Show.
Oh, my God. I love the Carol Burnett Show.
That's a variety entertainment show from decades ago. But the humor is still...
Harvey Korman.
Oh, some of the greatest comedians.
Tim Conway.
I mean, they're all gone, except for Carol. She's still around, actually. And I think Vicki Lawrence is still around, now that I think
of it. I think Vicki Lawrence is, too.
Yeah. But
she was supposed to come to town, Carol Burnett was.
Yeah.
I think in May. Didn't she have, like, a one-woman show that was coming to the air
and
all?
She did. And, like, the first night sold out really fast, and so they added a second night.
Right.
Yeah, I was trying to get tickets to it, and I couldn't find any.
Well, you can find the Carol Burnett Show on Amazon. Bring back some memories from maybe when your parents were watching the show as a kid growing up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's see. The Great British Baking Show. That'll help lift your spirits. Tim loves that show. That's on Netflix.
Netflix.
Yeah. You will learn that there are so many pastries and cakes that exist in the world that you have never heard of in your life, and we need to track down places here that do that. I want to try some of these things.
I have been craving sweets. I don't know what it is about being at home that I'm like, I feel like I need a cupcake.
And Tim, have you had a chance to catch Fixer Upper yet on Hulu?
Which Fixer Upper? Are we talking about, is that the one with the shiplap and...
Yeah, Joanna.
I don't remember the names of all these shows, but yeah, I think I've seen a lot of that one.
Yeah, I just brought it up because they say it's one of those shows that puts you in a good mood. It helps lift your spirits.
Yeah, if you're looking,
Chip and Joanna Gaines are very uplifting people, I would say. They always have a lot of fun together.
If you're looking to travel to a completely different world, you really want to escape, shows like Battlestar Galactica on Sci-Fi, old shows like Charmed on Netflix, The Mandalorian on Disney Plus. Those are some examples of shows that'll really take you out of your environment. So there's everything from like watching a comedy with a whole family, something that's family friendly, and a handful of other genres. But those are the main ones. So,
Jen, have you gotten Disney Plus yet?
I don't, but I'm going to have to because I need to see Mandalorian.
Okay, it's good.
So somebody will have to show me how to get that on my TV.
On the TV.
There you go.
Gotcha.
Hey, we got to take a break here, though, guys. Coming up, we just discovered that one of the Tiger King guys has a connection to Britney Spears, among other things. And
Taco Bell announced that they're offering every American one free Doritos Locos Taco. Experts are calling it not what we need during a national toilet paper shortage.
Egyptian officials are deep cleaning the pyramids before opening them back up to tourists. They need to do it every 2,000 years, like IHOP.
Meanwhile, over in Moscow, a citywide quarantine has been imposed where everyone will be tracked by a smart monitoring system, and residents will need permission to leave their homes, or as that's known in Russia, Monday.
The Utah Jazz has been cleared by the health department and are no longer at risk of infecting others. Now they can go back to just the regular isolation of being the only black guys in Utah.
Listen to this. According to a new study, the majority of medical marijuana is stronger than it needs to be for pain relief purposes. You can read more about the study in the Journal of American Narc Physicians.
You know, one thing I've learned from watching these late night TV shows since they've had to do this material without audiences is that, you know, people really do almost need permission to laugh at things. And sometimes that just comes in the form of other people, you know, hearing other people laugh.
It's a wonderful medicine, that laughter thing.
It is contagious, too. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, do you guys remember Britney Spears? I'm a Slave for You, when she performed that song live at the 2001 VMAs.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I remember. She had that huge albino python over her shoulders.
Yep.
Well, she started the song off in a cage with a tiger and its long-haired handler.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that handler was Doc Antle from the Netflix docuseries Tiger King. He's the guy who allegedly keeps a harem of young impressionable ladies along with his exotic animals. Are you too familiar with this guy?
Oh, yes, extremely familiar.
Only likes to be with virgins. So not only does he love elephants and tigers and ligers, he also loves virgins.
He has probably at the time of the video of the show that we were watching, I think they said he had three wives, but he does have a total, like, he calls it staff, but it's definitely very cultish. Like, he picks out what they wear, how they act, where they live.
And what do you
live.
Think these women see in him?
Control. I think
What's the attraction there?
They like being controlled, and he takes care of them. Like, he, you know, they probably live a really great life if they do what he says.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there's also a Britney at the 2003 VMAs where it looks like she's sitting next to another Tiger King star, Carol Baskin. But it is reportedly not her, even though it looks a lot like her.
Oh.
So
I hear the resemblance is uncanny.
There are a lot of Carol Baskin lookalikes out there, though, because
there are.
Joe Exotic got one for one of his country music videos, and that woman that played her in the video was almost identical as well. So I'm wondering if this was the same seat filler sitting next to Britney Spears.
Could be.
It could be.
Could be.
Yeah, but Britney Spears has always had a thing for, like, I don't know if she owns any exotic animals, but she always is in, like, videos. She loves going out and looking at birds and trees, and she's always at, like, nature preserves.
Nice.
Yeah, there's footage in the docuseries, The Tiger King, of Shaquille O'Neal hanging out with Joe Exotic, and he just wanted to go on the records and say that he is not friends with Joe.
So we go in there, and it's a beautiful place, and the character that was there was Exotic Joe. We take pictures with tigers. We went back a couple times. Then we go back another time, and we found out that he's involved with all this stuff. And then I stopped going, but I had no idea all that stuff was going on. I don't harm tigers. I love tigers. I love white tigers. And do I put donations to these zoos to help these tigers out? I do a lot of time. Do I own tigers personally at my house? No. Again, I was just a visitor. I met this guy, not my friend, don't know him, never had any business dealings with him, and I had no idea any of that stuff was going on.
All right.
Wow. That's good to know.
Yeah, meanwhile, Rihanna, in other news, is 32 years old, and she's thinking about starting a family with or without a dad in the picture. She wants 3 or 4 kids, and she'd be happy to raise them by herself if that's how it turns out. She said, I feel like society wants me to feel like, oh, you got it wrong. You know, they diminish you as a mother if there's not a dad in your kids' lives. But she says the only thing that matters to her is happiness. And that's the only healthy relationship between a parent and a child is happiness. That's the only thing that can raise a child truly is love. And she said she is also aggressively working on her new album right now, but she can't say when it's coming out. But she is knee-deep in it. Yeah.
Well, American Idol is running out of their pre-taped episodes. Live episodes are supposed to start airing in the middle of April, but obviously that's not going to happen. But that doesn't mean the season is a bust. TMZ supposedly got some inside info claiming they might continue to show the show remotely with the judges doing their thing from home.
Yeah, I mean, everybody else is, and you know, they can't be the only ones that are starting to run out of new episodes, right?
Right, right. Hmm. Andy Cohen revealed how it felt to have coronavirus. His symptoms included a fever, tightness in my chest, he said, a cough, very, very achy, a lot of aches and pains in the body, and very tired, oh, wow. Some chills, loss of smell and appetite. Hmm. He started doing Watch What Happens Live again last night from home.
Oh, I saw it on his Instagram story. He had on like a really like cute little shirt. He's been doing it from his office too, and I've been kind of finding a lot of really funny things. Like behind him, he has like this big book, like a bookshelf wall where he's got all kinds of neat, like little pieces of memorabilia or stuff that things have given to him. So it's kind of neat to see like what's behind his wall. But he's been very active on his Instagram story too, just talking about all of it.
Oh. Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the celebrities that are doing some good out there in the midst of the coronavirus. Just a couple of weeks after giving $1 million to Feeding America and Food Banks Canada, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds have donated $4,000 of their money to New York hospitals. That breaks down to $100,000 for the four hardest hit hospitals. Those would be Elmhurst, NYU Medical Center, Mount Sinai, and Northern Westchester Hospital. Liam Payne has donated more than 360,000 meals to families in need throughout the UK. Designer Christian Siriano is sending 1,500 face masks to New York healthcare workers. Let's see. Lizzo sent lunch to hospital staffs in Washington and Minnesota. For what it's worth, just speaking of super rich people leaving money on the table, Disney's Bob Iger and the new CEO Bob Chapek are cutting their salaries. We're hearing that in a few places. And I also read somewhere, too, that that European soccer star, who I'm not that familiar with, Lionel Messi, is saying he and the rest of Barcelona's players are happy to take a 70% hit on their salaries. And they want to help make sure that the non-sporting staff's earnings won't be reduced during Spain's state of emergency. This particular guy can afford it. He reportedly made $127 million last year alone. So,
wow,
he is leading the charge.
Yeah, he's doing all right. Yeah.
So that'll mean like the people that work at the stadium will still continue to get paid, like the
that's the goal.
People and stuff. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
That's what he's hoping.
It's really cool.
Right.
Yeah. You know, we were talking the other day about Betty White. You know, people are worried about Betty White. You don't want to be the person that gives the coronavirus to the person that gives it to the person that gives it to Betty White, because then you've killed Betty
White.
Well,
yeah, right? She's 98 years old.
Exactly. So we've got a list here of old celebrities like Betty White, old, just to let you know that so far they are checking in all right. That includes 99-year-old Hugh Downs. Do you remember Hugh Downs?
From 2020.
Retired news anchor. Yes, that your grandparents and great-grandparents watched on the news. He's still alive.
I didn't know that. I thought he was dead years ago.
I know. Co-hosted with Barbara Walters.
Right.
2020. Yeah, he's 99.
He's still around, 99. Huh?
Still around. Betty White is 98. So is Carl Reiner. He's 98.
Carl Reiner. Wow.
Right?
I mean, that guy, he's got to be 100 years old. Really?
I just told you, 98.
99? 98?
98.
Wow.
He's got to be 100. Actually, he's 98.
He's 98, Jeff. I just told 97-year-old Norman Lear. This
97?
Is yes.
He's got to be 100 years old by now.
I know. In three more years, he will be. In 3 years.
I don't know any of these people except for Betty White.
Well, you would know. I mean, this is the guy behind All in the Family, Good Times, The Jeffersons, Sanford and Son, and One Day at a Time. He did all of those sitcoms.
They
that
did
was
a piece
Norman
on
Lear.
CBS Sunday Morning, I don't know, last year sometime. And I think all of those guys hang out together with Dick Van Dyke. They all get together like once a month and like just get coffee and talk. Did you see that?
They do, yeah. And Mel Brooks. And one of the reasons I brought up Carl Reiner is because I, honest to God, thought he was like 100 years old. And one of his things is that he's big into like stretching and yoga and meditation. And he's got this routine every day. And I don't know. You see him in these like Ocean's 11 movies from years ago. And he looked like he had one foot in the grave then. But he's still hanging in there. And he's still walking around. And he's still healthy. And he's still hanging out with his buds. And that's just, you know, should all be so lucky.
Did you hear that? He said yoga and meditation.
Right.
And stretching.
Stretching. Exactly.
We gotta add that in.
Bob Barker, 96. Jimmy Carter is 95, right?
And still building houses.
Yeah, right? Cicely Tyson is 94. How about this? Angela Lansbury, 94. Mrs. Yeah. Potts, and who was she when she was the detective?
Murder, She Wrote.
Yep.
Dick Van Dyke right is 94, right. And Mel Brooks is 93. Yeah. Cloris Leachman's still around, 93.
One of the few remaining cast members, Jessica Fletcher.
Got a lot of 93-year-olds. Tony Bennett, Sidney Poitier, Harry Belafonte. Oh. They're all 93.
How's
Jerry Stiller, Bob Newhart.
You brought up Barbara Walters. How's she doing? She hanging
She's
in
90.
There?
90. She's hanging in there.
90.
90.
And Jennifer Aniston's father, or no, this is a different guy. Is it John Astin? Oh. Is that the same guy? Who's the guy that
John
plays?
John Aniston.
Aniston, right. Astin, Aniston. I was thinking
Victor,
the guy that
Days
plays Victor
lives.
From Days of Our Lives has got to be up there. He's still around.
Yeah. He was Gomez Adams on The Addams Family. That's who John Astin is. Mm. But yeah, it looks like everybody is hanging at Bob Newhart, Jerry Stiller. Jerry Stiller is 92. He's up there too.
Christopher Plummer from The Sound of Music, which he has actually outlived his oldest daughter in the movie. Liesl, he's still around and still working. Captain Von Trapp, The Sound of Music. You may also remember him from some of the Star Trek nerds who remember him from Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country. Well, that's good. We should take like a weekly inventory of our elderly.
Of our old people.
Yeah.
Just to realize who's still alive that we didn't even know
right.
was still alive.
We should play a new game. Are they dead, yay or nay? And then we have like
we used to
we did we used to play
it was
that
called Dead or Alive,
Dead or Alive. Yeah.
Oh neat. So I looked it up. Jennifer Aniston's dad is 86. Mm. Victor,
he's
David
not old
alive.
Enough to
no.
be on the list
he's
yet.
He's young. Not, compared, yeah. He's a kid nope. compared to these people.
Correct.
Right. Anything else on the E News front?
That's it.
All right. Let's take a break here. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102 coming up. You got three headlines: two fake, one real. Guess the real headline. Win. But first, let's check those roads. Here's Torian now with your latest Q102 traffic.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.